At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is Reception, Reception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
Pick 2.1 was the Bills, and they take Keon Coleman. And again, Coleman, man, like, I loved his press conference, man. Yeah. He was a gem, an absolute gem, and I'm really rooting for him now. Really good in contested catch, big body wide receiver here for the Bills. At the time, I didn't love the pick. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't love the pick, but as I've kind of sort of thought about it, Matt, again, he's great in contested catch, and I think he's got a pretty wide catch radius as well. That actually, I think, might bode well for a player like Josh Allen to be able to kind of sort of say, all right, listen, I could just throw it up there. Hopefully Keon Coleman's out there somewhere and can come down with the ball.
Yeah. This is tough.
I didn't love the pick.
I didn't love the pick either. By the way, shout out to Damian Harris, who did a great job with us on the Yahoo
Live show. He was awesome.
He was incredible,
especially dude, he was good.
For the fact that he had 0.0 broadcasting experience. He was electric.
Is that right?
Yeah, insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. He just has it. Some people have it, some people don't. He absolutely has it.
Yeah, he's really good.
So he's great. I've already made the plea to the bosses on the Yahoo show. We got to do more with him. Great. Love to see it.
Right.
But again, we were talking about, you know, he was like disgusted with the fact that Buffalo traded down with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Because he was like, these are the guys you're trying to beat. And you're like, you're letting them trade up for Xavier Worthy, a receiver. And then you're trading down. And look, like, I think Ricky Pearsall would have been better for him. There were guys that I liked better than Keon Coleman for that pick. But although when they eventually made the pick, you know, it is kind of tough when you just look at the rest of the board.
Yeah.
A.D. Mitchell we'll talk about Mitchell, but he wasn't going to be a fit for everybody. Chris Ballard went to bat for him for the off-field stuff and the character eval and stuff like that. But, you know, the reality is, like, and I love Chris Ballard doing that, but the reality is not every team agreed with Chris Ballard's view of the player, right?
And by the way, it's not as if Chris Ballard took him in the first round. Okay, he still took him in the second round. Okay, so it's like I love that Ballard did that, but then at the same time, it's like you yourself, Chris Ballard, also you took him in the second round. You didn't take him in the first, you know. And again, by the way, Adonai Mitchell went 20th overall in the second round. Okay, so I get what Ballard's doing, caping up for his guy, but let's be real.
Yeah, yeah. I think that was actually, and I had Mitchell, that was like a slight fall in my mind because I still thought he wasn't a lock first round prospect.
Right.
But we're not talking about Mitchell here.
Yeah, who cares?
But the point of what I'm saying here is just.
There were guys that I liked, but I can also
sit there and say, like, I don't think they were really a Ladd McConkey team because they've got you know, guys that are going to play flanker, right? Mm-hmm. Like
they had a need for X.
Had a need for X. Like Jalen Polk, another guy I really liked, went right after Ladd McConkey, right after Keon Coleman. I don't really think they're a Polk team either.
No.
You know, they're definitely, like I said, A.D. Mitchell, I think, was the guy that I had ranked higher, who fit best in what they needed. But I get it from just the player perspective, right? I get it. Burton, same thing. Outside receiver.
Yeah.
He went in round three, but same stuff with Mitchell, maybe to a 10X degree.
Yes.
You know, let me say it again. Definitely to a 10X degree.
Yeah, okay.
So, and again, then you just go down the board. Like, Javon Baker's a guy I liked better than Keon Coleman, who
would have loved him.
Who went in round four, but he is, I think, a developmental guy. Like, Buffalo needs an instant impact receiver this year. I think they needed another body in the room. They needed somebody who's going to be reliable, who's going to catch the ball, who's going to be in the right places against zone coverage. That does describe Keon Coleman's game, right? You look at his reception perception profile. There's no question he has separation issues against man press coverage. I have talked about this a lot. We're not going to redo the whole thing here. If you want that, you can find our Keon Coleman episode.
Yep.
If you're watching on YouTube, you can go watch the Keon Coleman breakdown. And I talk about sort of the history of these players.
Yeah.
And there's no question. Like, the history is not good for these guys who don't beat press man coverage in college unless they move into the slot. And according to Brandon Bean, he's not going to move into the slot. He's going to play X receiver.
Right.
Okay. I think there are going to be some struggles there in terms of consistently separating. I just don't know how you get around that based on who he was in college. Like, can he develop and grow and get better? Sure. Just the players I've tracked over the years that fit this category, they either move into the slot, they have some sort of role catering, or they're like Christian Watson, DJ Chark, Will Fuller.
Not good.
These like verticals, like splash vertical guys, right?
Right.
And Coleman's not that explosive of a player. Even if you don't buy the 40, the 4.6140, and you're like, look at the gauntlet drill, look at the gauntlet drill, look at the MPH, the GPS speed, all that. I get it.
4.6.1 is just so bad, though.
It just doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't matter. You watch him play, he's not that player, right? Yeah. He's not a downfield like burner like a Will Fuller or a Christian
Absolutely
Watson.
Absolutely not.
Or even a DJ Chark prior to his injury. So, he's going to be a tough player to project as that X receiver. I talked about this in our Xavier Worthy segment. I kind of come down on this with Keon Coleman, that I think I overall don't – like, I don't think Keon Coleman sucks. You know, like, people are going to post the route chart and they're going to be like, Keon Coleman sucks, you know, because there's a lot of red.
There's no greens.
There's the flat route.
God dang.
But he's around the prospect average against digs and curls and stuff like that.
Okay.
But yeah, there's no exceptional separation trait. Even the zone coverage score is good, 80.2%.
Yeah, you'll take that.
We'll take that.
Yep.
So it's not, again, it's not terrible. I don't think he sucks. I do think he has got really good hands and he's confident in his hands, right? I think that matters a lot, especially for a guy that's going to work the middle of the field. And based on just those couple routes we just talked about,
yep,
Keon Coleman should be working the middle of the field for the Buffalo Bills. All that being said, what does that player amount to?
I mean, Jesus Christ, he wasn't even that productive in college. 50 catches for 658 at FSU, 58 receptions, 798 at Michigan State the year prior.
Yeah, did deal with injuries last year. There's no question.
Okay, but still. I mean, at what point was this guy super productive?
Yeah. No, I mean, there was never a point where he did, quote, outproduce Jaden Reed at MSU, but not by much.
I mean, didn't even have 800 yards at Michigan State. Jesus Christ.
And then last year, obviously, Johnny Wilson and him were like kind of neck and neck. And Johnny Wilson goes on day three of the draft and like people want to convert him to tight end.
Right.
Again, he's a little bit of a difficult evaluation. I said this in our Xavier Worthy conversation, that I feel like Keon Coleman and just the sort of points to the Bills in general moving to like that Chiefs vibes of the receiver, where we move on from Stephon Diggs and we're not looking for another true number one. We're looking for like a bunch of guys who could
fill a role. Yep.
Who could get like 80, 90, 100 targets in a season, but that's it. Like, I think all of those guys that are on the roster right now, Kincaid, Curtis Samuel, Khalil Shakir, and Keon Coleman, four guys that I could see being somewhere between 80 to 100, but nobody really jumping out like to 130 or 140. Right. And like maybe Coleman grows into that.
Yeah.
But it's just really difficult. And like I said with Xavier Legette, go find me the guy who is a below average separator on the outside against press man coverage and like point like a funnel an offense through.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That guy doesn't really exist in today's NFL. Mm-hmm. You need to be better than that. And like, so maybe he develops, but I think until he does, that's sort of the role I have envisioned for him with the Bills.
To be the first pick in the second round, I think is just tough. And you said, oh, well, Ladd McConkey went a pick later, and he's not really a fit for the Bills. I actually disagree. You know, I think that, again, when you look at Ladd McConkey's success rates on deeper routes, he was successful there. Obviously a much faster player too, right? Running a sub 4.4. So I just think that McConkey, even though he's not an ideal X receiver, he can't play X. Okay, let me just take that back. Not only is he not ideal, he can't play X. That's fine. That's fine. But you can figure it out finding somebody who can give you cheese, I don't know, even slightly below level X receiver play in the NFL. But meanwhile, you've got special players playing flanker, and then Curtis Samuel, I think, can play a little bit of everywhere too, right? So you've got two. If you took Ladd McConkey, I think you've opened up a lot of opportunities for other players to come in and do different things, man. So I don't know, man. And to your point too, the fact that Keon Coleman doesn't none of these numbers that you're talking about would profile as an outside X receiver anyways.
Yeah.
Right? So you're already not taking an outside X receiver. Might as well take Ladd McConkey, man.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Just like a real separator, because I think all the guys beyond Stephon Diggs in this Bills passing offense have struggled to consistently separate. Exactly. Now, I think that McConkey obviously would be a much better addition there from that perspective. So, yeah, I mean, look, I had Ladd two tiers higher than Keon Coleman. So, like, I'm not disagreeing with you there.
Crazy.
It's just, I think he's a fine day two pick. But, yeah, first pick in the second round is aggressive. And I think if you're looking for historical comparables from, like, a ceiling perspective and reception, guys that are truly below average against man coverage, you know, consistently over the course of their career, it's like Mike Williams, it's like Alshon Jeffrey. How do you feel about that?
If I could get an Alshon Jeffrey, I mean, that's his ceiling. If I could get Alshon Jeffrey out of this player, I'm feeling good about that.
Even these guys, like Mike Williams has had some seasons where he's been like at the average.
And Alshon was a Pro Bowl.
Man impressed. But obviously Alshon, had some Pro Bowl seasons. So like these are the guys I think that you're looking at in terms of, and that's by the way, like these guys I'm looking at, some of their seasons are just below the average.
Against
press
not man. Not now, to this level of what we're looking at with Keon.
Right. Now, right. You know, are we looking at him eventually being like, you know, shoot, I don't know, like Devontae Parker? Or are we looking at...
Oh, you can drink now, y'all.
Yeah, right. You can drink now. I am. I'm definitely drinking if I'm a Bills fan and I'm saying this stuff. You know, are we looking at like Kelvin Benjamin?
No,
it is a little eerie that like,
oh man, the Kelvin Benjamin comp gives me chills.
There's so much. If you really think about the Bills, like there is a little bit of synergy of like Carolina Panthers, Cam Newton, right?
Totally.
Right now,
oh, obviously, totally.
Look, Cam wishes he would. Is that a cat? Oh no, it's a bird.
It's a crow. We got a crow. Okay.
Okay. Right. Anyways, they're obviously Cam never had a Stephon Diggs type. Josh has been blessed there, but like right now just the receiver core they have around Josh Allen's very like, all right, I can see some of it, right, whatever. And then like, all right, we're gonna take a first round receiver and it's right. A guy from FSU who can't separate, like is this just another level of, I don't know. I'm definitely concerned just about the ceiling of this receiver room. But Josh Allen, I will say, if you're going to have a guy who is going to go out there and be like a average, below average receiver against press man, and you got to fire into tight windows, like Josh Allen is the right quarterback to do that with.
Exactly. And this guy's a contested catch god. Like, I love him in contested catch.
And like, I'm okay with him in contested catch. I don't think he's as good as like some of the other receivers in this class. So I'm like more okay on it. But yeah, overall, just I can see where Keon Coleman becomes a successful pro. But I can also see all of these guys, like I said, Kincaid, Shakir, Samuel, Coleman, pretty close in terms of targets and pretty close in terms of production.
Yeah.
And by the way, I can see us at the end of this season saying, you know what Buffalo needs?
Outside X receiver.
Another receiver. You know, which is fine. Uh-huh, like, you got it. You need receivers. You need two, three, four guys, right? Like, you really need three. You really need three.
Yeah. You do.
And, you know, Coleman could be one of those three, but I do wonder if we're going to bump into a ceiling here.
Yeah, man, I'm just, I will say, I think he gives you a little bit more after catch ability than his 4.61 would suggest. But still though, overall, I didn't love the pick. I'm just trying to make it work in my brain. And I think the contested catch stuff and the catch radius stuff, and fitting that in with Josh Allen in adverse weather conditions too, I think is pretty important. So, bottom line is, I wish they went Ladd McConkey right there. I think that made the most sense to me, or Adonai Mitchell. That would have been good too. Shoot. I mean, even Malachi Corley, I think would have been pretty good.
Okay. That's where you lost me Malachi Corley. Okay. yeah. You lost me on that one. I was with you until you said that.
Oh my goodness.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.